Diana Grayer has been a marriage and family therapist here in Northern California for 15 years. Along with her partner of 32 years, Sheridan Gold, Diana hosts Living Proof, one of the other shows here on Outbeat Radio. It airs the first Sunday of the month. Diana is also an author of three new children's books, The Lone Bird, I Am a Lot of Things, and Diana's Unveiling, A Girl, a Teacher, and an Eagle. Welcome to Outbeat Collage, Diana.
Thank you, Gary. So happy to be here and be on the other side of the table here.
Really? How's
yeah.
that going to go? It's like an Oprah switcheroo. We'll have to see. It's an experiment. So tell us about how you got the idea for the story about the lone bird.
The lone bird. You know, just really interesting about this story is that I woke up one morning, seriously. I woke up one morning, looked out my beautiful big window in my bedroom, and saw the brilliant blue sky and the white puffy clouds. I love nature, so I'm always waking up looking outside and seeing the trees and stuff. Next thing you know, I saw these puffy clouds. I saw these three blackbirds. They were just briskly, you know, flapping their wings fast across the sky. And I say, that's interesting. Then all of a sudden, I just kept my eyes on the clouds, and there was another bird, a lone bird. And I just, my creative juices start to flow at that point. I say, that's a story. And so I created it.
So talk about that creative process that turned the idea for the story into the book.
For me, Gary, what I do as a therapist, as you know, I'm always trying to help people. I'm always trying to help them become who they are meant to be, because on our path we get sideswiped somehow. Maybe we're not parented the way we need to be parented. So my books are always about giving some kind of message. So the creative process was, okay, there's three birds running fast, you know, flying away fast. Okay, let me think. Then there's a lone bird. And we do that all the time. It's like, at that point, it's like, I can have this lone bird make a choice to follow negativity or to go positive. And so that is kind of my baseline, my foundation, is trying to give a message for people to grab hold of and use. And so this is what the lone bird is about. You come to a crossroad and you have to decide, are you going to follow the mean or negative influences, or are you going to move on and do something positive? Mm-hmm. And it takes patience. And so the lone bird, I mean, there's patience in there, there's confidence, there's a lot of lessons in that book.
The book is beautifully illustrated by Jamie Bryant. How did you come to work with such a talented woman?
I'm always on Craigslist. I'm always putting out ads for illustrators and editors. I want to give people an opportunity. This was Jamie's first book. I gave her an opportunity to create her first book, to illustrate it. And it was wonderful working with her. It was a blessing to have her, and she did such wonderful work. Mm-hmm. She was so meticulous and so precise. And that's like, you're spending too many hours, honey. You need to, you know, it's okay. Let me check it out first. But she was just so determined to have a good product, her first book. And people love it, you know.
It's incredible. And the book reminds me of your property, reminds you of the home where you live and your surroundings, the you know, the cows and the trees and the
exactly.
pond.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's all I want that book to do, was to show nature, have the kids, when they're reading this book, to be in nature and enjoy the green rolling hills. I mean, we live in a beautiful place. You know, we're lucky to be here in
right.
Sonoma County. So, so I wanted the kids to go like a journey with the lone bird through the book.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's
yes.
really nice. I've often wondered about the interaction between author and illustrator. Tell us about how you worked together to create such a wonderful book.
It was pretty easy, because I'm very clear what I want. So I was clear with Jamie about what I wanted. And so what I did was, we got together and we had a conversation, and I kind of gave her the ideas. So I gave her the ideas of what I wanted to see on each page, and I just kind of let her go with it at that point. And it was easy with Jamie. Some people, you know, you have difficult time with, but she was an easy one to work with. Mm.
I think the low bird speaks to people of all ages, as you mentioned earlier when we were chatting. What do you hope readers take away from the literary experience?
Let's see. Messages. I want them to take something away that's going to help move them in their lives, move them ahead. Basically, you know, so they can get some lessons from from reading my material. Yeah.
Great. We're going to get right back to Deanna. This is Deanna. This is Gary Carnevale on Outbeat Collage, KRCB Public Radio. We had a little problem with the phone, so will the person who called for those tickets please call back so we can get your information and get these tickets out to you. Diane, tell us about your other illustrated book, I Am a Lot of Things.
I Am a Lot of Things. This is an interesting story about I Am a Lot of Things. Not the book itself, but how I came to, I want to tell you about how I came to have the illustrator, because it's a cute story. I played basketball with this friend of mine, TC, and her daughter draws. So one day I was looking, because as I say, I'm always looking for illustrators, and I was telling my teammate about this particular book, not this particular book, but The Lone Bird. And I say, I'm looking for somebody to draw me a bird. And a perfect bird. And I think her daughter heard the conversation. And the next game, she came with a drawing. Mm. How beautiful is that? Mm-hmm. She took initiative. And I had just hired Jamie to do the lone bird. Mm. And so I went home and I said, Cher, I'm going to look through my list of manuscripts. Because I have tons. I promised myself after I got my PhD last year that I would publish these books. Tons of them. So anyways, I looked in my list of manuscripts, and I saw this book, I Am a Lot of Things, and I thought it would be perfect for Sierra to draw, illustrate it. And it's just been I could talk all day about that experience, because we gave her a surprise party, and it's beautiful. And Cher created a video of it, and you should see her smile now. I mean, it's just beautiful. Mm. So the book is a positive affirmation book. It's one of those books that you read, that you can read over and over and over. And I hear adults saying that they get something from it. It talks about I am smart, you know, like I am responsible. Mm. I am. And shows ways how people can be responsible. And Sierra, I just gave her the open door. I gave her a template. Mm. And I say, you read the text and create whatever pops, whatever images pop for you, you just draw them. And then I hired Samantha from Craigslist, Samantha Lane. Hi, Samantha, if you're listening, to lay out I Am a Lot of Things. And this is what she came up with. Hmm. Beautiful. You know, it was just really beautiful. And so Sierra was so surprised and so pleased, and all her friends at school and her teachers are. I mean, she is just really just.
So tell us a bit more about Sierra. How old is she?
Sierra's fifth grade. It's 10 years old.
Wow.
Her first book. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I missed that part. Yeah, that's she's okay. Only 10 years old. And she took it on. She was responsible. She didn't let her parents see the art until she was finished. She calls it peeking.
Wow.
No peeking.
But and she has this vision of what she wants to create and doesn't even need. Right.
Exactly.
Suggestions, and that's amazing.
And matter of fact, when I had the surprise for her, when we had the surprise at her house and her friends and family and came, I said, are you ready to do another one? And she said, yes. And so she's already getting started on this, I Am a Lot of Things too.
Oh, wow.
She is so motivated and so disciplined. So, I give her time. It's not like I need it next week. I say, take your time, do your basketball, do your soccer, do your play dates, do your life. And so it's wonderful.
A talented girl with obviously some great self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And having a positive self-image has been a theme in your work for many years. Why is it that so many children and adults suffer from issues stemming from low self-esteem?
Oh, wow. That's a great question, which probably lead me into my Stepping into Fierceness workshop. But what happens, Gary, is that I hear stories, I hear secrets, I hear people expose things to me that you won't normally hear. They don't even share with their loved ones. You know, we get hurt. There are a lot of people suffering and in pain. We get hurt. I can speak from my own experience about how I needed nurturance and attention, and I didn't get that. And so when a child doesn't get that, you create these images of yourself. You don't feel good about yourself. You don't feel like you're capable or that you can do radio or you can write a book or you can't be president of the United States. You're squelched and blocked. And so, you know, I'm not blaming all the parents out there, but a lot of us, it's unintentional or intentional. You know, parents might be rude and mean, and then there are sometimes, like, my mom didn't call me names or anything like that, but she did not feed my soul the way it needed to be fed. And that's what happens. That's why we lose our path. And so my work is about getting people back on their path, their truest path, you know, to be their authentic selves.
So talk about you. We'll segue into your Stepping Into Fears workshops and talk about them a bit. And what role artistic expression plays in the journey you take participants?
So Stepping Into Fears is something I've always wanted to create, something that was mine that I can take on the road. And Stepping Into Fears, it just came to me. And so I've already done 3 workshops. And I'm starting this new journey in January. I took off these 2 months. And Stepping Into Fierceness is about, how do I help people unlock themselves? How do I help people if they, for instance, they want to be a writer, but yet they've learned that they can't write for some reason. So that part of them is blocked. So in my workshop, they learn to express all those negative voices that allow them to stay blocked. And so what I want to do is help them to unblock and let the light shine through and their truest self shine through and the writer that they can be, you know. Like for my own experiences, I mean, I'm not the best writer as far as grammar and all of that, but I'm not going to let, and the voices used to say, Diana, you don't even know how to do past and present tense. How are you going to write a book?
The inner critic.
Exactly. So, you know, I call these parts of ourselves gatekeepers, but they're inner critics, the committee, the ego, all of these different names that people call them. But that's what it's about. It's about releasing those voices, letting them go. We don't need those anymore because we learned them from childhood. So that's part of building self-esteem, is releasing the negative cloud that we carry inside and around us.
Right. And you've had 3 workshops already, and you have another one planned.
Another one planned January 22nd at Songbird Healing Center in Cotati. And looking forward to that happening.
Great, great. Yeah. All right, we'll get back to your writing.
Okay.
Or do you have more to say about your workshop?
No. I mean, just come. You know, it's really, 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 really important to have people do this piece of work. And I know it's frightening for a lot of people because you have to expose certain parts of yourself. It's experiential, totally experiential. So I would recommend it, but even though people are afraid, I would recommend that they step inside the doors to try it and see what happens to them.
And how many people are in each workshop?
Well, I only ask for about 10.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I have 10 to 12 on there, but, you know, it depends on what shows up. So I'm open.
So as now a published writer and a creative person, what advice would you offer other creative folks out there who might find it difficult to express themselves or who may feel blocked in some way?
I recommend that you push through it, you reach out, because the voices are there. You have to remove the voices. You have to do that piece of work. Otherwise, it's not going to change. It's going to stay the same. Whatever we do in life, we have to work at it. And I encourage people to do not listen to all those nayers out there. Ourselves telling us that we can't do it is bad enough, but don't listen to all the other family members and friends who are putting their fears on you. You go out and you do your dream, and you know, and live your life for yourself. So I really encourage people to do their dreams. Listen to that wiser voice that's inside. You know.
And how did you do that? What brought you to this point in your life where your creativity is soaring?
I Oh, that's a good question. It's a journey. Like I say, I did the work, Gary. I looked at myself. I listened to the voices, and I realized that they weren't real. They weren't who I want to be. And I just kept looking deeper and deeper into my soul and myself, and trusted myself and took risks. Mm-hmm. At one point, I had a fear of public speaking, and I heard so many other people speak, and it's like, what are they talking about? I can do that, you know? So it wasn't real to me. It didn't make sense. It's like, no, no, no. So I practice and practice. And what I do with my clients, they come in with all types of fears. And what I do with them, I help them practice and practice so they can feel a different voice go through their bodies. Mm. And then when they feel different inside and embody that, they can take it out into the world in a different way. And so they go and practice and they come back. And then we practice in the session, and then we have an assignment, and they go do the assignment. Then they come back and tell me how it's beautiful work to see the transformation, to see them just come in all shy and afraid, and then standing in front of me, just, you know, expressing, you know.
I love how you phrase that. It's beautiful work. Because work, most, you know, people associate it's difficult and it's going to hurt, and some people are unwilling to do the work, but once you get into the work, you understand how it's transforming your life.
Exactly. And, you know, that's great that you say that, because I was telling someone else the other day that my work, my job is marriage family therapist, but it's not work. Mm-hmm. It's like a calling, you know. It's something really important that I do, and I love it.
I bet you do it really well. I love it. And, you know, for many years as a therapist, as a columnist for We the People, how we first met, and as co-host of Living Proof, you've offered some of the best information, advice, and tips about coming out I've ever encountered. Why is it seems that it never gets easier for people to embrace who they truly are?
Why it doesn't get easier? Mm-hmm.
Why it seems that it doesn't get easier as we move on in time with all the progress we're making socially, but people still find it difficult to come out as either LGBT or even come out as artists.
You know, as I said before, those voices, we internalize that stuff, that negative stuff that blocks us. That's why it's difficult. That's why I created Stepping Into Fierceness. That's why I created this. So it gives people opportunity to release that negative hold on them. You know, it's like living in a box. What I try and do is break down the barriers of those walls, break down the walls, and have people be set free. That's what it's all about for me, is setting people free. But as you say, and I say, they have to do the work. They have to take risks. And in the process, they can soar, you know.
And that process is sort of worked through in your third book, Deanna's Unveiling.
Deanna's Unveiling, yeah. Exactly. That's a really wonderful book. It's for middle readers. And it's pretty much sort of a journey that I went through, being shy. So this is a girl in school who's really shy. And by the end of the book, she soars, because she is, that's what I do, right? Mm-hmm. I'm helping her become. And she gets connected with an eagle. And in that process, she learns to learn about herself and to soar. So it's a beautiful journey from being shy in the turtle shell, retreating all the time, and then spreading her wings.
And the eagle has special meaning for you. Tell us about what the eagle represents for you.
The eagle is about being free, being set free. So that's how that idea came about. First, I was the turtle. I used to be that shy person that stayed in the back, but now I'm able to be free. It's just a soul connection for me with an eagle. It's just, you know, I have another book coming out about an eagle, you know, so it just means a lot to me. Mm. It's hard to even describe. Can you imagine an eagle soaring? That feeling that it has, it just captivates me, and it just makes me go there. And that's what that feeling of soaring is what I want everybody to feel. Because I don't want people to live their lives. So many people in 65, 70, 80 year olds, Gary, are living their lives bound. And, you know,
still bound, still not free.
not free, and that's what I believe in, helping people be set free.
We're going to have you read a poem for us, and Sheridan Gold has joined us, and she's going to play her groovy new drum. It's purple, and it has a heart in the middle, and I don't think Sheridan's going to talk. Are you going to speak?
Is there a live mic?
There could be. There you go.
This is called a Moyo drum. It's made out of a propane tank. It's in the key of D minor.
Beautiful.
So this poem is a stepping into, it's called Stepping Into Fierceness. We're constantly stepping out into something, out into nothing. Out into something that's not truly ours, often not honoring who we are or who we want to be. The soul, strangled and beaten down, drowns in murky, muddy muck, reaches and hopes for a life sign. But the destruction is too big, too devastating. Open to the knowledge within you. Let it lead you out of the darkness and into your life's light. Expose the horrid voices one by one and see them weaken before your strengthening. Set them free so you can be free. Your light will emerge. You will finally see who you are, who you were meant to be, not who they made you out to be. Bring forth those words, these words of wisdom, freely and fiercely. Whisper them, caressing them around your body. Speak them out loud again and again. Sing them and feel the vibration of your life moving through you. Yell them from the depths of your soul. Now softly speak them again with loving intention. Allow them to circulate, flow within you. Remember this moment. Seal it with love. Love for you. Embrace yourself, and you are forever changed.
That was beautiful, Diana. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sheridan. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Diana, tell us how people can, tell people how they can order your books and learn more about your workshops.
The best way to do it, fastest way, is Dr. Diana Greer, DrDianaGreer.com.
Thank you. Thank you again. And happy Thanksgiving to both of you. Best of luck with all the books.
Thank you so much, Gary.